Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Steve Arterburn here, but not just me. You don't have to just put up with me. I've got two great people joining me today. And right there, I'm looking at her, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hey, Jill.
Hey, guys.
Good to see
Jill.
You.
And
hello, the voice
Ron.
Of Ron Archer. Ron is here. Ron, you doing all right?
You are a brother from another mother. I'm so glad to see
brother
you.
Brother from another mother. At least I'm not from another, an alien from another planet.
That's
or something
right.
like
yes.
that. Anyway, we're glad that you're with us here today. Thanks for joining us. A few things I want to tell you about. Really excited about a brand new television show. It's called Life Recovery Today with Stephen Arterburn. I'm going to be on it. I mean, I am on it. So we've done two episodes already. I think you're going to love this. It's about life recovery and how it applies to all areas of life. It's not just for addicts. And I think you're going to find that these 12 steps that came right out of the Bible are valuable for every human being. It's on the NRB network. And it's on at 11 a.m. on Thursdays. You can also go to liferecoverytoday.net, find out all about it. But please come and join me for Life Recovery Today. We love you. We care about you. And we're glad that you're with us today. And what I'm going to do, since I've got, you know, the high-powered brains here with me, I'm going to go right to the calls, and I'm going to start off with Johnny from Jacksonville, Florida. WTRJ is the station. Johnny, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
All right. What's going on in your life today, Johnny?
Well, I met a young lady about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first 6 months, everything was absolutely amazing. I just knew she was a godsend. And after about 6 months, I saw someone completely different. And when I started looking closer and closer at it, it looked like there were just a lot of narcissistic personality traits. And I had never really been exposed or had any experience with one, but when I started diving into it, it just kept hitting all the check marks. And when we first started dating, I brought her to church. She got baptized, gave her heart and everything, life to the Lord. And since then, the pandemic and not able to go to church, I saw this complete change. And,
yeah. Okay. So, what's the question for us then?
Well, I don't know whether to continue to try to stick around and help through this, because I'm getting a lot of pushback when I have conversations about, you know, the Lord and our relationship, which we did for the first 6 months almost every day. Mm-hmm. Now I get a lot of resistance, I get a lot of defensiveness and pushback, abandonment, push-pull, all of that. And I know that there's a lot of brokenness there, but the brokenness is breaking me in the same time.
Yeah.
And
so
I just don't know.
You're not married. You're
around.
Not married. You're not married.
No.
Why aren't no. why don't you just say I can't be with you? What's holding you back from that?
Well, I think it was because I felt like I would be doing what everyone else did, which was abandon someone that was broken.
Okay, so we'll help you with that, all right?
Okay.
Hang on, Johnny. We've got to go to a break. 1-800-229-3000 to join us on this program. If you need some help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. So easy to remember. Not new love, not new loser, but new life. 1-800. You just call it, and we're right there. We'll be back after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterman here talking with Johnny. And he's discovered some things about this person. He's put in some nice work and effort. And she's come to Christ, but he's seeing anything but a Christ-like nature in her now. So, Jill, you have some thoughts about this. You were sharing at the break.
Well, Johnny, first of all, I think in any relationship, the beginning of a relationship is usually, you know, some of the best part, because there's a period of infatuation, and yours, it sounded like, lasted about 6 months. Sometimes it lasts longer than that. And then, you know, you reach a stage in a relationship where people, you know, let their guard down a little bit more, and there's a little more pushback, and you start to see the other side of a person. And so I think in any relationship, there's a little bit of that, and that isn't necessarily a time to leave the relationship, because then that would just be the constant quest for the ideal and a perpetual state of infatuation. And so we all have to get through that time. But I think the question you're asking is, are these red flags? And, you know, what is this going to look like on the other side? And so sometimes that has to be played out a bit, and you have to see how responsive the person is. Okay, how do they deal with conflict? What do they do when you say, can we talk about these issues and talk about the shifts in the relationship and how she's feeling and how you're feeling? And so, you know, what do they do that? Are they sensitive to the fact that maybe you have felt hurt? So those are all important pieces to moving forward and making a decision. But I think, you know, there's some worries that you've had here too about not wanting to abandon her because she's a hurt person. There's two of you in this relationship, so you both get to be considered. And you have to be careful that you don't become her caretaker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want to avoid becoming the savior complex.
Right.
Johnny, when I went to graduate school, the professor said, Ron, the job of Messiah has been taken. You're not qualified. So come down from the cross. We need the wood for a fire to feed a family. Typically, when you lead someone to Christ, you did that. That's awesome. You kind of feel responsible for them. You want to walk them through. But many times, when we try to save someone, we become the victim because we overplay our hand. And also, too, you want to understand every relationship, to some degree, will make us suffer some. But you must decide which ones are worth suffering for. And when you're in a relationship, you're going to see the four seasons. You're going to see her in her summer, her spring, her fall, and her winter. Then you can decide, is this worth suffering for? But don't try to be her savior. She has one in Jesus Christ, and it's not you.
You know, I just think, Johnny, a lot of times when somebody comes to Christ while we're in a relationship with them, we're reluctant to do the right thing, the smart thing, and to say, this is not the person for me, because, you know, we think that we're representing Jesus. And the worst thing would be happen is we enable their behavior. We continue to kind of pacify the person and acquiesce to them, and then they don't change. But I think to say to her, you know, this past time, we've seen all this conflict, we've had all these things, I think we need to take a break from each other. And, you know, if you were to get some help for some of this stuff, and I got some help for me, maybe there's some future. But right now, it just seems like we need to take a break. The reason I like saying take a break is because it doesn't sound like forever, it doesn't sound like there's no hope, no potential, that it's all hopeless. But whether she's borderline or narcissist, whatever she is, sometimes the break will motivate that person to get the help that they need. So I hope you'll do that, and part of that help could come by a counselor right here through New Life, and we have them in your area. So we'll check on that for you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you know somebody that needs a counselor, or you think you do, finally. Well, it doesn't hurt. I go see a counselor. My wife and I, we go to marriage counseling. It's so great to have somebody be a consultant on your life. Really, really valuable. Let's go to, let's talk with, well, Veronica from Lake Worth, Florida, I believe it is. Hi, Veronica. How are you?
Oh, thank you for answering my call. Can you hear?
Yes.
Okay. I'm calling because I called you before and I got advice and I did take it. The advice was that I should let my daughter-in-law, my son's ex-girlfriend, not live with us. And then she lived in New York for a while in the streets. So she would call me up and tell me, I want to just have a home again. I'm really sad that I can't have a home. I'm willing to sort of sign a contract to live with you again. Now, my husband's against it, and he found out last minute. My question is, we just had an argument because he harassed her, she says, about looking for work. And so she said he touched her, like pushed her out the way or something. And I said to him, he shouldn't touch her. So my question is, what should I do? Should I just ask him to? I asked her to look for a place where she can stay, like a women's group that we have in our community, our area, and she doesn't seem to want to do it. So what should I? I don't know what to do at this point. My question is, what should I do?
Hmm. Okay.
So she's back living with you again?
Yes.
Okay.
But it was only supposed to be because she said she was willing to sign a contract and she was willing to find work. And then, but you guys had said earlier that you don't think that I could deal with her problems, that I'm not equipped. And I'm starting to realize that it might be true because just now it's confronting her again.
Yeah. So it sounds like to me, not only does she need to leave, and you know that, but you've provided an option for her. A lot of people, they just get fed up and say, go away. We don't want you here. But look at you. You've done the work, and you've provided this center for her. So I think you should give her an ultimatum that she needs to leave in 3 days. So she either takes your option or she takes some other option that she finds. But you're not going to help her by letting her stay there.
No. And besides, she signed a contract with you guys. She's already broken the contract. So
no,
that
we didn't do a contract yet.
Oh.
We didn't do the contract yet because she's not working. So I said to her, I would be willing to do the contract, but you have to find a job. Part of the contract is you have to pay rent and live in in our house.
So none of that good stuff that could have happened. So we need to move into action rather than in action.
And
Ron,
Veronica,
what are your thoughts here? Let's hear from Jill.
Can I just say one thing? Yes. Veronica, I heard you say that she doesn't want to do that. It's your home. It's really not up to her. So you can tell her what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Don't wait for her to be okay with it. She'll never be okay with it because it's easy living with you guys.
And something has happened already that's a red flag that you said she said that your husband put his hands on her or pushed her. You're already at a volatile place right now. There's something going on where the anger is starting to come up, the frustration, and you want to save your home. And your priority, as you know, is your marriage and your husband. And we call this developing the gift of goodbye. I'm not angry with you. I don't hate you, but it's time to move on. We call it in our business freeing up her future, freeing her up to go to another place where she can live and work on her issues. But I'm telling you, once you talked about this violence thing happening, you got to move on it now.
Yeah, I totally
That's a threat to her home.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That it's a great sign that she's upping her game of manipulation.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you're the one that she's manipulating. So the sooner, the better. And I would just tell your husband, hey, I'm going to take care of this. Don't even interact with her anymore because she could use it against you or us. She's not a safe person anymore.
Right.
So just don't be around her. Veronica, I'm glad you called. And I'm going to send you a copy of Take Your Life Back. If you have one, give it to her, because in there is some great way that she can follow a path where she can really receive restoration in her heart. That's what we want. And it's so sad when people get in a situation of what we call learned helplessness, where if somebody doesn't take care of me, then I'm hopeless. Yeah. And they end up on the street, and they call everybody they can until they find somebody that would take them in to get them off the street. But that doesn't mean that they're any different than when they were on the street. And we want to help people. We don't want to just rescue them out of their desperation. We want to use their desperation to motivate them to get the help that they need. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help or you want to help somebody else, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth is calling from Louisville, and we're glad that she is. Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you, and glad to be on the program.
Glad you are, too. How can we help today?
Well, I've called you before, but this time I was married to my husband for 57 years. He had chronic lymphocytic leukemia, and he passed away 2 years ago. The last part of the marriage was more difficult because of addictions, tobacco, alcohol, and pornography.
So sorry.
I want a chance to, you know, have another opportunity to find somebody that puts Christ first and, you know, me second. But I don't want to put myself out there. I don't know how to go about this as a senior citizen. Okay. Want some recommendations.
Okay. So
I can't do what Sherry did, I don't think.
Have you done anything be in a position
to find
somebody?
I haven't gone to any. I've mentioned it to my daughters, and my older daughter's in California, and she said next time you're out, we'll get online or something. I'm a little bit afraid of that, but I don't know if there's a group online that you could recommend. Or right now, of course, I'm not going. I'm getting church streamed, so I'm not going in person to church.
What is it that is scary to you about going online with the help of your daughter? What's scary about that?
Well, I was lied to a lot. I don't want to risk. Someone present themselves as something they're not really, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so if you meet somebody in church face to face, there is still a big chance that they're not the person that they're presenting in church.
You've got that right.
And so we hear all of these folks that meet people in churches, but it doesn't work out because they weren't who they thought they were. So here's what I'm saying. I think that what internet sites, especially the Christian sites, do is they open up your opportunities. They open up your options. And what you do with that has everything to do with whether or not it's safe. For instance, if you go to church and any man that asks you out, you'll go with them. Well, that's not going to be good because some of them, last thing you should ever do is be alone with them. The same thing online. It's just that you have more people to choose from and you can choose safely to interact with somebody. Not everybody is desperate, lonely, angry, or abusive. There's some really great guys. One of the problems is some of the greatest guys don't make the most money, or some of the greatest guys don't drive the great car or live in the best house, that kind of thing. But man, if you're open at your age, 57, that's still young, if you ask me. A lot of potential.
I'm 57. I was married for 57 years.
Oh, married for 57 years. Okay, you're a little older than 57.
And so I'm,
you're still probably a spring chick. We'll take a break and we'll come right back after this. You're listening to New Life.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Jill Hubbard, Ron Archer with me here. And you can join us, 1-800-229-3000. If you're watching on Facebook Live, you might get through. Mm-hmm. And then if you need help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. So we're talking with Elizabeth. She was married 57 years, and he died. And she's lonely, wants a second shot here at good things. Jill, what are your thoughts on this?
Elizabeth, we have several ideas for you. So first of all, I'm sorry for the loss of your husband. And, you know, there were a lot of issues, especially towards the end. It sounds like that made it very difficult. But that's still a really long time. I mean, that is, you know, over half your lifetime with someone and being married. And, you know, even when there's difficulties, marriage is a lifestyle. And when we're used to having someone there, to not have them there, that is a lonely place. And, you know, so many women in your shoes. So I really understand the idea of, guy, I'd like to find someone. It'd be nice to just have a companion, someone to share life with. I'm hoping that, you know, as you are seeking that out, that you have filled your life with friends. And I know right now everything is shut down, so it makes it so much harder. But the importance of having your friends around you, girlfriends, maybe other married couples, people that are in your life, because they will also serve, one, as possible introductions to someone, you know, a friend of a friend of a friend, you know, is a possibility, and they know you, and then they will have vetted the other person. I mean, that's always an ideal way to meet someone. But then as you meet someone and expose them to your friends, they help to be a barometer to help you make some good choices and not just a choice out of loneliness. The other thing is I hear the distrust that you have, and rightly so. And so it is really scary to put yourself out there again and not know what you're going to get. But it is a risk. Again, you have to decide, am I going to risk in the hope of gaining, or am I going to hold on to my fear and just hope God brings someone to my doorstep, which is usually unlikely. And so I think perhaps even, you know, meeting with a therapist to talk about the fears, to really grieve this loss and what led into the distrust, and to get your heart ready to be open, because in order to meet someone and allow someone new in, you have to be open and willing to you know, kind of put your toe in the water.
Mm-hmm. Ron, your thoughts here?
Yeah, one of the things I want you to think about is that powerful scripture in Habakkuk that says, the Lord said, write the vision down, make it plain, though it may delay, it will come to pass. And I want you to think about, what are the characteristics, the attributes that you really want in a partner, in a spouse? And in priority, write down at least 10 that you can think of. I really want a prayer partner. I want someone who is spiritually mature. I want whatever it is. And write it all down and meditate on that and think about it and allow that to become a part of your daily meditation and prayer. And also, love is a risk. Remember, the turtle only goes forward when it sticks its neck out. So you must remember, is the risk worth the reward? But as Steve was talking about, those Christian date sites, at least you know people have been vetted and there's some safety there. So that may be a great way to start. But I want you to take control of what you want in that person that you want in your life and begin to write those down.
So what is one of those things that you're wanting in the person that you're wanting to be with?
Strong or Christian is number one.
And I'm going to hold on. Just stop right there. Stop right there, because I want to give you the most meaningless phrase you'll ever hear in dating. Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
I am a Christian. That's meaningless. So many, and I have to pick on us men, will take advantage of a person who is good. They meet at church or goes to church by saying, I'm a Christian. So you have to say, well, that is just great. I am so glad that you are a believer like me. And then you watch what they do.
Yes.
You must not assume that just because they are a Christian that they're safe, right? That or
I
that
did
they
all
had
that first time.
What's that?
Still deceptive.
I did all of that the first round,
and I was still deceived. But Jesus is sufficient. It's just that there are times when you want a human with skin on,
to do things absolutely. I really believe that, there is a great opportunity here for you. You're willing, you're able, you're bright, but you have to get the word out because people don't know you exist, right?
But who do I get the word out to? That's my dilemma.
That dating site you don't want to go on.
And friends.
And the friends.
But you haven't given me a dating site yet.
Well, eHarmony is a dating site you could try. Christian Mingle, I think, is another one.
And a great question to ask them when you first date is, would you like to have devotions with me in the morning on the phone? I just want to see what they would say. Oh, I do that already. Yeah, sure. Or what's a devotion? That gives you a sense of what you're dealing with.
We'll be back after this.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the Transformation Welcome Gift, which includes a personal-sized Life Recovery Bible, a Life Recovery Journal, and 5 Life Recovery Workbooks. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life Video Library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops.
I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's been immensely helpful to me. That's why I continue to support the ministry with the hope that it, not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Ron Archer in the studio with me. Dr. Jill Hubbard joining us. And also joining us, Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, what do you have for us today?
Hey, Steve. I like the people, our audience, to hear the difference New Life makes, how God works in people's lives when their lives intersect with us. So I got a little bit of a testimony here.
Okay.
This lady writes, after attending Every Man's Battle, my husband begged me to listen to New Life Live. I was insulted. After all, he was the one with the problem. I started listening to the CDs. Those are our Club New Life CDs that we send to the Sustained Victory guys. I started listening to the CDs, then started listening to the radio show on my phone. I was soaking up New Life like a sponge, learning stuff about life that I should have been taught as a child. I gained freedom and assurance that with God's help, time, and a lot of work, my husband and I will be all right. With God's help and the tools that New Life offers, we truly do have a new life before us.
Amen.
Awesome.
Wow.
So, folks, that's why we ask for your support. We want to continue this ministry ad infinitum forever. But we got to do it a month at a time. So if you would please help us, you can make a one-time gift. That would be incredibly important. During this COVID crisis, each month, it's like the general giving is just lessening up a little bit. And if it wasn't for Club New Life, we would be in a world of hurt. And that's why I want you to join Club New Life, too, $30 a month. Great thank you gift, great benefits. Makes all the difference in the world when we know we've got a regular source that's coming. And we can keep people connected with our ministry and with God, and life will be different forever for them.
Amen. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, let me tell you, one of the reasons that we like you to support us is that you hear things like what I'm about to say. The lady said she was insulted that she should listen to New Life because he's the one that has the problem. But what I said when I addressed the women at Restore, having also been betrayed, just like all of them had been betrayed, I said, all of us here have a problem. And it was given to us by the person with the problem. We didn't ask for it. But here's the problem. In addition to dealing with the hurt that we were dished out, and all of the feelings of we weren't regarded, the feelings of abandonment and betrayal, all of that stuff, and many of us, that wasn't the first time. So in addition to that, we were given a gift, a horrible gift that we had to forgive the very people that caused all that hurt. Now, I don't know of too many people, if you're realistic, that can just do that on your own. You need some help with that. Nobody who has ever been betrayed should say they're the ones with the problem because you got dealt a problem. They're the ones that got suckered into their problem, chose their problem, chose the behavior. But man, when that happened, you have a problem, and we want to help you with that. That's why we have Restore. That's why we have Every Man's Battle, Intimacy in Marriage, Finding Freedom. We have these things because everybody's got something they need to deal with.
And Steve, this woman, she experienced the transformation, the renewing of her mind. But she had to be willing to do something, and she was willing to listen to a CD. Then she was willing to listen to the radio program. Then she got some more help.
Two big things. Renewing of the mind. She did that. She said the Bible says you can renew your mind by changing the way you think. And the word transformation.
Yeah.
That's what we've been about for 31 years, almost 32. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you, Larry,
thank you
for bringing that to us. All right. Let's go to, how about we talk with Susan, Allentown, Pennsylvania. WEZE is the station. Hi, Susan. How are you today?
I'm doing good, and I wanted to thank you so much for your ministry. I've been listening to it for 30 years now.
And, well, thank you for that.
I just wanted to, wanted to talk to you. I was in a marriage for 30 years. After the first 7 years, he was in an affair. He had a contrite and repentant heart, but then it didn't stick. And the second affair, and after a few counselors that he kept quitting on, and I kept believing him for the reasons he quit. I told him he had to go to New Life Live, which he did. I mean, New Life, is it New Life? Every Man's Battle.
Battle. Okay.
And, right. And he came back. He was really impressed with it, but he didn't follow through and made excuses why it was your fault why he wasn't going to follow through with the phone calls to have that, you know, support, and fell away again. And we've gone through more marriage counselors where he quit on them when they wanted to, as he called, put them on the hot seat. And then the marriage ended with a third affair. And now that I'm divorced, I'm like, how do you pick up, in going forward, how do you gain confidence? Like, obviously my picker was off. I had a lot of wishing and false hopes in that marriage and believe the illusion that was there and probably fed and watered it for many years. But how do you, like, going forward, I'm afraid because I don't feel like I had to build up a lot of confidence. My confidence was smashed through this. Mm-hmm. And just fear of, like, having a better picker if I go into another relationship.
Well, you know, sometimes when people end up with a guy like that, it really isn't that you had a faulty picker, because maybe the person presented in one way.
No.
And literally, once you got married, flipped. But here's another thing, though. You can be a good picker, but you can be pretty not so helpful in helping the person you pick change. For instance, this guy had a habit of feeling really bad about what he did, feeling really good about changing, but not doing anything that the guys do to maintain the change.
Right.
And so the first second that he said, I'm not going to be on those phone calls, you know, if you had it to do over, I bet you would say, well, if you're not going to be on the phone call, then obviously our marriage isn't a priority to you, because you need to be doing everything you possibly can. So is this the one, is a book I'll send you on the picker. But the other thing is, I'd like Jill to talk about this. A lot of times it isn't your picking, it's the people you're picking with. If you don't have anybody around you to help you in the picking, that could really be a problem there. Jill, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, sure. Yeah, we need community, as we say over and over again on this show. It's really important to have community and to have people that we are exposing our life to and allowing them to speak truth to us. But, you know, even with that, sometimes people can be fooled. And we have to remember that, you know, everybody is in process and on their own journey and their own spiritual journey. And sometimes you can start out with someone, and then I think, Steve, you were kind of saying this, they deviate course and they choose and go down a path that, you know, you didn't see coming and didn't know that there was a flaw in their character. So in dating, we don't have guarantees, but I think, Susan, it's really important to look at what got co-created in this relationship between the two of you. He brought his stuff, you brought your stuff. And so to really examine, even though you didn't make these choices, his choices were not your fault, but what was your part in contributing to the dynamics of the relationship? And just as Steve was pointing out, maybe you know, wanting to believe the best in him and not holding him accountable, you know, how do you feel you've ended up in a similar situation, maybe that is similar to some things that happened in your childhood, kind of looking at and knowing your blind spots. So, you know, in between any relationship, you need to do a lot of work and reviewing all the aspects of your life in moving forward.
And just remember, you are a seed of God. When you get, as you said, crushed, seeds come back with new fruit and new flowers. And I want you to stop the self-condemnation that you're a bad picker. Jesus picked 12 disciples and Judas wasn't the best, but he was still perfect in who he was. We all are human, and don't keep condemning yourself for picking wrong. Just love yourself for who you are.
And, you know, to all of our single folks that are listening, it's a great cautionary tale. We got to be careful. When you're free, and you have all these options, don't end up with somebody sick because you think that's better than not having anybody at all. It isn't. We'll be back right after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arderman here. At the break, we were just talking about how difficult it is in the dating world. And, you know, we do hear, Ron, like you were saying, so many people. I was married 30 years, 35 years, and boy, you're in a different world, and it's really, really tough. You know, I think the first thing we have to do is say, if I'm going to make a good choice, mean, it sounds so trite. I hate to even say it. But anyway, if I'm going to make a good choice, yes, I need to become a good choice.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I need to believe I probably got some baggage.
Yeah.
Need to unpack that before I consider somebody else. I mean, I think
right,
that's
because
kind of first.
Yeah, because the biggest myth is, oh, I just picked the wrong person.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, there's lots of wrong people out there, but, you know, God transforms them into right people, right? And there's lots of reasons for a breakdown of a relationship. So it's about, like you're saying, working on ourselves. And, you know, sometimes you have to ask your closest friends, okay, where are some areas that I need to work on?
And, you know, I think it is easier to say I picked the wrong person 35 years ago.
Yeah.
Versus there were some things I did not to contribute to the affair, but that contributed to the problems that we had, like everybody else. Because everybody's got problems in their marriage, and you just either make the best or the worst of it. And so you need to work on those things.
You know, it's funny. I lived in Africa for 3 years. And in the African churches, the pastor and his deacons, they vet everyone that you are serious about dating. They have to actually fill out an application. They have to check their credit, their finances, where they live. They protect their women amazingly so.
Cool.
And so the pastor says, you got a guy? Sure, bring him on. And they sit the guy down and say, this is our daughter. They collectively adopt and say, this is our daughter, and you have to go through this process. So we make sure that at least the foundational things that will be necessary to be a good dating person will happen. And so don't be afraid to ask your pastor to vet somebody, to say, you know, here's this guy that I met. You're my spiritual father. Would you mind? And they would love to, or a deacon or assistant pastor to take some time and you know, they don't want a guy number 56, but, you know, you want to bring some... You want to bring, you know, the last three of the cut list and really have them vet them for you. I think it'd be very helpful, and they would love to do it. So you're not uncovered. You're not by yourself. You're not out there isolated. My mom used to say to me when she was in the street, she was a call girl when I was a young boy, she would say, you just don't know how people will treat you when they know you have no place to go. So get a place to go. Have a father figure in the church that can cover you, vet for you, and help you make that choice.
And be sure you don't go to the other extreme where you're at a church and they pick your spouse.
No. Just helping you out a little bit.
Wrote about that in Toxic Faith, and you don't want that. But I do think the more involvement that we can have with other people, and, you know, if you're off out there dating by yourself and nobody ever comes in contact with this person.
Right.
The person you're dating senses that and knows that, and you become a sitting duck for, you know, getting yourself in a mess. And I hear this over and over again. Somebody marries, and literally within 6 weeks or so, it's a different human being.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, your dating partner should never be your only friend. That's a problem if you're looking for someone to date so that you have a social life. That's not good. You have to have the social life first.
Well, and, you know, sometimes the people that are looking to date someone, they're looking because they don't have a lot of friends. Because a lot of times the friends will say, well, I know this person who knows this person. And that's somebody that would be really great for you to meet. And you need those kind of people all around. So there is a little book. It is called Is This the One? And there are a couple of things about that. It does help you with the picking part, but it also gives you dates, things to do on dates. And one of the things the book does, it takes you through every season of the year. And when you're dating, that's a minimal level of requirement that you experience every season with this person, every holiday before you move forward. That means you got a minimum of dating time a year. All right. If you join Club New Life, let me tell you what you get. For $30 a month, you get a thank you gift from us. And it's the best set of books I think we've put together ever as a thank you. I would call it the New Life genius library. You'd be a genius to have this. Well, you'll look like a genius if you have this library. Conquer Worry and Anxiety by Dr. Amen. Growth Has No Boundaries, Cloud Townsend. Emotional Freedom Workbook, Arterburn and Connie Neal. Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, Dave Stoop. Forgiving What You'll Never Forget, Dave Stoop. Healing Is a Choice by Arterburn and Take Your Life Back, Day by Day. It's a devotional by Arterburn and Stoop. That's our way of saying thank you for becoming the foundation, the backbone, that you really enable us to do all the stuff we do. And especially during this time, sometimes single gift is hard for people and they don't make it. But Club New Life is always there. Now, if you do give a single gift, if you only have a small amount, we're going to send you a CD. What we've done is we've taken, Dr. Amen's one of our favorites here, we've taken Dr. Amen's wisdom that he's given over the year and we put it together in a CD. And I'll give you that as a gift. And also, as I mentioned earlier, tomorrow our new TV program, Life Recovery Today with Steve Arterburn, airs on the NRB Network at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And you can visit liferecoverytoday.net and find out all about that. Our next workshop that we're going to do is coming right up on September the 12th. That's Every Man's Battle. And then Intimacy in Marriage is in October. And we would love for you to come and join us for that. But you don't have to need a workshop for us to help you. You could go and see a counselor maybe in your area that we've checked out. Now, people are always asking me, how do you know if you need a counselor? Okay, so I always say, if you have a pulse, then there's probably some value to getting some objective input into your life. But, Jill, what do you think would be a really solid answer to that? How would you know, I'll say this, how would you know that you'd benefit from seeing a counselor?
Well, I think that if you keep coming up with, you know, the same few kind of answers and they aren't getting you anywhere, when you feel stuck a lot of the time, when you find yourself worrying a lot of the time, when you find yourself just coming to a place where, you feel like you've exhausted maybe your friends. And when there's just a problem that's bigger than you, I think to admit that some things are bigger than us and that we need a person to help us sort through it and to bear what's happening in life. Certainly when we feel overwhelmed a lot. I mean, there's just a myriad of reasons. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or if you're just wanting some personal growth and there you're wanting to like move yourself along, you don't have to be in dire straits to go to a therapist. Right? It's like, I want to help my life and I want to invest in myself to be the best person that I can be, right? And do the most with what God has given me.
Yeah. And it'll help you deal with the right problem.
Yeah, for me, it's like showering, right? Why do we shower? Life just gets us dirty in the air and we need to be refreshed. And we do it every day to stay fresh. And I say to you that counseling and therapy is like a mental, spiritual shower. Mm-hmm. It keeps us fresh and keeps us clean.
So, when you're all wet, you call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll see you next time. Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Jill.
Thanks for listening.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.